Following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflection. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life. But every once in a while, you just want to hear something ridiculous because it's fun. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. If you've watched the news, you're probably thinking, where is the nearest boat that I can get on to get off this crazy island? Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use. We probably won't, but we could, and we can actually be doers of the word, and then we'd be building our foundation on a rock instead of sand. Well, that'd be a good idea. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Everybody asks that question. Also, Bible trivia for fake, and yet somehow, real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more.
Living this life, not always easy.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. Now, you might have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, and we would prefer that it wouldn't die of loneliness. That would be good. And we also want you to be able to, you know, have a prayer request, maybe a praise report. Maybe there's something you want to share the Lord's working on in your life, and you just kind of want to bounce it off people. Then also we do Bible trivia. You know you can reach out to us in three different ways, probably five different ways, but we'll just list three right now. You can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. That's when you'll talk to Terrific T, and that's always terrific. You can text us at 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. That leads us to our website. The website has some videos, audios, different sayings, different things on there that are kind of cool, plus the opportunity to give if the Lord puts it on your heart, not by guilt, but by the desire of your heart with a joyful and a glad heart, then it's fine. We encourage you to check out our website. It's hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, so as you know, in yesterday's show, towards the end of the show, Donna Gale had called in and they had some tragedy take place in their family. I'd like to open up the show with prayer for them. I have not heard yet back, and so I don't know what's going on, but I just, you know, you just feel for people, and if you don't, you should be asking God to give you a heart that does feel for people, because not everything is about our little universe. I make it about my universe when I'm just focused on me and my stuff. But her family had something happen. It's hard, and I would know if I was going through that, I'd want somebody praying for me and caring about me. So let's pray together as a Christian community, asking God's grace into their lives. Father, we come before you right now. We don't have any more information. You have all the information, Lord. You have every piece of information that's needed. But we lift up Donna Gale to you and her daughter in that situation that took place. We understand there's something very tragic that took place for her daughter's husband, and we are asking that grace and mercy and kindness can just breathe through that family, and that, Lord, your comfort, this is where the God of all comfort, your word teaches us you're the God of all comfort. This is where that comes into play. And we need you to be that God of comfort for them and their family. We feel that burden. We carry that burden. We hold that burden. And we ask you, Lord, to bless and encourage and strengthen them, as difficult as it is, that there would be hope in that process. We ask you to bring it, because you're the one that can do it. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Just definitely want to be praying for people. And when you hear people call into the show, or maybe they'll answer a trivia question, sometimes they'll actually have a prayer request, but they're kind of hesitant to share it. Don't hesitate to lift them up before the Lord in prayer. It's always a good thing. There's nothing that you can do in there that's wrong. Certainly asking God to draw closer to them and to encourage them and to help them. The second 60 minutes might go a different direction. I'm kind of getting the feeling it may. I'm just telling you up ahead of time. But for this moment, right now, I want to go back. We've been teaching on the Psalms, and I want to go into this Psalm chapter 5. There's a wonderful all the Psalms are great. I mean, come on. But there's just a great portion, and I want to start off with Psalm chapter 5, verse 1. I think we've covered everything to this point where we can just go in and do the teaching, so we're going to do that. Here's what David says in Psalm chapter 5, verse 1. And by the way, this song, in case you didn't know, this one was actually done with flutes. I know it doesn't seem like it's that big a deal, but I think it's interesting. Anyway, it says this: "Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry." What I love about David and when he communicates his elements is you have to you got to for a little bit not think of King David as just this guy that walks into the room and everybody holds their breath and, "Oh, look, it's King David." I'm sure that took place, but when he's writing these Psalms are probably the most connective writings ever in regards to how we go and how we process the Christian faith, the genuine faith, the Jewish faith looking towards the Messiah, the genuineness of a communion with God. And David says this one thing right off the bat, and I do this almost, I think, every day. I kind of think every day. But he says, "Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation." Those are two different ways of communicating with God. Give ear to my words is the outside. That's when you're talking to God and you're using words and your own ears, quote unquote, can hear it. And you're like, "Give ear to my words, Lord. I'm hearing them. I need you to be hearing them. Here I come. I'm bringing them before you. I need you to respond to them." And there's nothing wrong, by the way, with saying to God, "Need you to do this. Need this to happen." You always have to end the prayer in surrender, but you can petition. That's what prayer is for. And so he's like, "Give ear to my words, Lord." I mean, you created the ear. Your ear is probably bigger than my ear. Open up your ear and hear what I have to say. I'm pouring my heart out before you. And that's a lot of what prayer should be and can be, besides the praise element, which should always be there. It should be an outpouring of our heart before the Lord. And that doesn't help God. It helps us communicate what's going on inside of us, just in case you're wondering. Then he says, "Consider my meditation." The outward portion, "Give ear to my words, O Lord," and then "consider my meditation" is the stuff on the inside of you that doesn't speak. That's the part of you that's as real as the part of you that speaks. That's the part of you that has groanings. Remember what it says in Romans 8:26, that it's the Holy Spirit that intercedes with us with groanings and words that cannot be uttered? And then some people will turn around, and being a Baptist, I know that these different theologies, but they'll go, "Well, that's speaking in tongues." No, it's not. It's words that cannot be uttered. It is exactly the opposite. It's groaning. It's not words, and tongues are words. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is it's the inside of you pouring out, going, "Ugh." And everybody goes through that. We all have that process taking place. We all have this thing inside of us where sometimes you can't say it all through words. Now, there are times you think, well, wait, always? Yeah. Here's a reality check, and I'll just use my wife as an example. I love my wife. I tell my wife on a regular basis that I love my wife. I tell her, and then I demonstrate it by some of the things that I do. I don't do everything perfect. She will be the first to testify that that is the case. But there's times where my love for her is so great, I can't even express it in words. Now, I can do poetry and give flowers and all of that, but I can't kind of all at once encompassing go, bleh, here, you know, unless I throw up on her, I guess. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. That happens with you and I and God. And so he's looking not just on the outward man, not just listening to our words, but just like we've talked about before, like the Star Trek scanner, when those ships come across another ship and they scan everything on the ship, God is scanning our insides. And there are times where just the depth of you, when it talks about crying out to God from the depth, that's what it's talking about. That inner part of you that's so deep, it's your soul at the core base calling and crying out to God. And what's amazing is that David says, listen, I need you to hear what I'm praying, and I need you to register what I'm feeling and what I'm processing on the inside. I need you to know it all because I need your help. And we're going to find out as we go through the rest of the psalm, that's exactly what he's petitioning. The great news is God knows that yearning and that groaning on the inside. Be aware, when you come before the Lord, he knows all of it. Words or not. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Take a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Just as I am, he reached down and saved me.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM. What is the David Spoon Experience?
You get into the Word of God and something's going to happen that will blow your mind. Ready? The law of the Lord is perfect, Psalm 119:7 says, able to restore the soul. And I've been doing this for a long time, and in my 42 and a half years of devotions and in my diligent devotion time, I kind of separate that between the two. I cannot tell you, it must be thousands of times where my attitude has been, and then I've went into the Word of God, and I came out different. It wasn't anything that I did as much as God speaking into me what he knows about his creation. And so I'm asking you, I'm pleading with you, even if you've been a Christian for 50 years, for 60 years, nay, for 70 years, like the Apostle John was on the island of Patmos, be in the Word of God. It is alive, and it will give life and impart life to you through God's Spirit. People come and they read the Word of God, and it's like, well, I get nothing out of it. Well, they don't mix it with faith, and the Word of God, the promises of God, not mixed with faith, are useless because you have to be engaged with God. And know he's going to speak. And people are like, well, that's a lot of requirement for me to get in there and read the Word of God. You want me actually to believe that God's going to speak to me? Yes, because he will. And if you don't, you won't hear him. So when you open up that book, take 30 seconds, more than you ever have before, and say, just in this moment, just at this time, tune me in, Lord. Help me to hear what you have to say. Speak to me and let your word breathe life into me. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. All right, now I am going to give out, do we have our warning sound? Don't you have that little warning thing? Let's do that. Let's play that warning thing. All right, you have been warned. That's fair enough to say. I'm going to do five trivia questions, okay? One in each of these sections. None of them are simple. None of them are simple. How about that? Here's the first trivia question. What is the fourth identified character of the fruit, singular, of the Holy Spirit? What is the fourth character identified as the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Okay, that is the question. Your answer is going to be found where the fruit of the Spirit is located in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. But you got to get that answer. That's what it is. If you think you know, you can call in 972-445-0770. And by the way, I want you to look it up. You can also text in 214-210-8483, the fourth fruit. Also, you can email David at hemustincrease.org as well. Did you want to do DNA or you want to put the DNA in? It doesn't matter. I don't care. Let's do the DNA. All right, real fast. DNA, everybody knows, and I've learned something going through this last doctorate class, that there are 500 different definitions for DNA in Christianity. It's so funny. Everybody's got their own little, this is DNA, this is DNA. This is just mine. It's not the perfect one. It's not a perfectly biblical one. It's just something that I think is a good way to operate. Don't freak out for it. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
That's going to be really important when we get into the text in just a second. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. The truth needs to stand no matter where culture goes, even if culture falls apart. And then A, always be ready.
To serve,
which means that you have a mindset that's not just focused on yourself, that I have a mindset that's not just focused on myself, but is focused on other people too. It's not that you forget yourself completely. That's goofy. But you also consider others even more frequently or better than you do yourselves is what that means. So that's our DNA. Draw closer to the Lord daily. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And then always be ready to serve. All right. The trivia question. What is the fourth characteristic? Let me give a shout out to Kurt being the first one to get that through the texting. What is the fourth characteristic of the fruit of the Spirit? You got to check out Galatians chapter 5. I think it's 22 and 23. I'm pretty sure it's 22. Or unless I got that wrong. It's right in that area, is a nice way to put it. 972-445-0770 is the phone number to call, or you can text 214-210-8483. Are you ready for this? Let's go back into Psalm chapter 5. I want to look at verses 2, and I want to look at verse 3, and here's what it says. So we just finished that beginning part. Give ear to my words, Lord. Consider my meditation. I should have brought up that that's where Psalm 46:10 comes into play. Be still and know that I am God, so you can know that connection. Then verse 2 says, give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for to you I will pray. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. So 2, 3, 4 wonderful little points here that are just, I would love this stuff. Give heed to the voice of my cry. Pay attention to me. That's what David's saying. Pay attention to me. Give heed to the voice of my cry. Nowhere do I understand this more manifest than in the last 3.5 or 4 weeks of the life of my existence with my wife, my dog Levi, and our new puppy, Bert. Bert does not give heed to the voice of my cry. He does not pay attention. Literally does not pay attention. And so that process is, that's what David's saying, pay attention. Pay attention to me, God. I need you to listen to me. I need this right now. I need you to hear me. And then he says, for to you I will pray. He's not praying to himself. He's not taking on this, I can do anything because I'm an American attitude. Okay, not that that idea of accomplishing things is bad, but there is a little bit of pride that seeps in so deep at times that we think we'll do everything we can, and then if we fail, then we'll ask God to help. And it's like, wait. That's not how that's supposed to go. We're supposed to start off asking God, not go to him at the very end when we've exhausted all of our other realms. And so he says, to you will I pray. I'm going to come to you. I'm going to petition you. I'm not petitioning Buddha. I'm not petitioning anybody else, Confucius or anybody else. I'm not petitioning Allah. I'm going to you, Jehovah. I'm asking you for help. Please guide me. Please hear me. Please hear as I cry unto you. And then he says this. I like this. My voice you shall hear in the morning. In the morning, I will direct it to you and I will look up. So most of us, when we get out of bed, and let's say I give you 5 good minutes to get your brain, and maybe 10 for more people, get your brain in the functionality position. And then you look at your scan, you scan your day, you look at your day, you view it, and you think, here's what I got going on, here's what's taking place. When in fact, the first thing we should be doing is, one, looking up. And then, two, making that petition known to the Lord, when? In the morning. We're going to take this call because somebody's going to answer the trivia, but let's just understand real quickly. In the morning means starting your day with God. You know that? Remember Special K? Start your morning with Special K? This is start with Special P called prayer. Okay? All right. All right, we're going to answer this person real quickly. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
David, it's Samson. How are you?
Good, Samson. How are you? How are things? How you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. Yeah, I mean, I still need a. Yeah.
I gotcha. Don't be afraid. Have confidence.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, my good friend. Which one are we looking at on the fourth character of the fruit of the Spirit?
The
fourth.
Oh, okay.
Do you know which one it is?
I think it's joy.
No, okay, so let's go through them.
Joy, peace, patience.
Ah, right there. Right, back up. You said it right
love,
at the end.
Joy, peace, patience.
What? Love, joy, peace, and...
patience.
That's it! That's one!
Okay.
Love, suffering, patience. It's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Oh, okay.
There cool. You go.
Cool. I think I'm breaking up because I'm on the road. So
okay, no problem, brother. We love you. We're praying for you.
Thank you for praying.
Okay, God bless you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Good job for Samson calling in. But he knew. He was right there. He just think fourth, fifth, you know. Patience, long suffering. So you know what long suffering is? Suffering long. That's what it means. All right, so I just want to go back to this because I don't want you to miss this. So in the morning when you get up, and I don't have a problem with people getting up and getting to the coffee. I mean, look, forgiveness is in the blood, but for many people, waking up is in the coffee. I mean, okay, I got no problem with that. But the idea behind this is for you, instead of looking to the north, south, to the north, south, east, west on a normal level process, what you need to be aware of is that you need to look up before you look down or across or anywhere else. You need to start your day. I need to start my day in prayer, in thoughtfulness of prayer, in awareness of God. Why would you want to do that? I'm going to make that super, super easy. Why would you want to face your day without being connected at the hip, joined at the hip with God? You want to start your day with God, even if you don't do the fullness of your prayer, even if you don't do all of your devotion, even if you just take 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and you need to pray later on in the day, whatever the case may be, make sure to start off your process with God, because if you bring God into the forefront of your mind, if you put the Lord before your thinking, before your mindset, before your eyes, and before your heart, then you will face the things of the day in partnership with God. And I promise you, throughout the day, there will be many moments of challenge. Maybe some days are more challenging than others. I think that's true for everybody. But to do this in partnership with God, that is the key. And so David, he says it twice. My voice shall you hear in the morning. In the morning, I will direct it to you and I will look up. I'm going to start this day, start this process with you at the forefront of my thinking. It's almost like maybe some of us should get a poster in our bedrooms, and then the poster should say, before we walk out of our bedroom door, the poster should say, start thinking about God now. Before you walk out the door, then that way when you're walking, start thinking. That's a good idea. You guys should get a poster, some kind of sign, something that says, start thinking about God now. And that way when you walk out of your bedroom, that's at the forefront. You like that? That's a good idea. In the morning, start your day with God so that you can walk your day with God. He's waiting for you. He's available. His office hours are open. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Take a short break, top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the purpose of human creation? God was bored and wanted a Tinker toy set to play with. He wanted a Petri dish to look at so he can go, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. As opposed to the mindset that says, well, this whole thing is a divine experiment. The Lord was bored, impossible to be bored if you're not stuck by time, by the way. Oh, you didn't think of that, right? Because he's not bound by time. The purpose of human creation ultimately is four words. Here we go. The purpose of creation for humanity? to fellowship with God.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.